Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to your Monday morning, I meant to say, but I stumbled on the word Monday. Welcome to Monday morning, Gossip Days, Brucey Borders podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And you? Me, DJ Danny Beard.
Here we go. So this show is all about...
Being DJs. We're DJs together. And this is all about us DJing and our DJ lives.
Going back to back. BB.
We're BBing.
Can I just say,
B2B.
I saw Lizzo at the weekend. She was fucking fab, by
fab.
The way. And she had a DJ warm up for her.
Any good? Oh, amazing. You want this little crappy banner?
And she had a little banner that came off the deck and it had a little load up. But do you know what else she had? She had that same DJ on for her whole performance at the back. So it had like the band, and then she had like a rhythm bit, which had like a bit of a screen on, and then her mate DJ was up there. If you ever hit the big time and do a big Lizzo tour, right?
What do you mean big time, darling? I was on Hollyoaks last week.
I want to.
I am big time.
I want to be the DJ at the back on your arena world tour if that ever happens. I've decided.
Oh, it'll happen.
But yeah, Lizzo was fab. She did this bit where she projected a naked body onto herself, and it looked like she was naked on stage. It was really cool.
With all her everything hanging out?
That's what it looked like. Yeah, she looked fully naked on stage. It was fab, but it was just a projection. It was a really cool show.
It's cool.
And she got a little flute out and played it for us.
And didn't she get like some hen stag guy's mask?
Oh yeah, there was like the Hetty Hell hen party in there. And like the camera panned round to bits of the audience, and she like was like, I love your dress, you're fabulous. Where's all my big girls at? Woo! It was all like that.
Were you like that? I'm here.
I was shaking my batty.
With a bar of white chocolate. And a dildo.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming to us. Don't forget, if you do want to get in touch and send us a letter, a problem, a dilemma, a query, a question, any of the above, you can do so by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Insta, gossipgazepod, or our new preferred method, because it just sends gems in.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it's a WhatsApp number.
It is. And you can voice note it. And I think we've got a voice note today.
We've got a couple. And it's in the bio, the description of this. I don't know what you call it. Is it a description? Is it a bio? What is it?
It's technically actually a summary of this podcast. So every episode has a summary. It's in the summary.
Right, it's in the summary.
Here we go.
Get it in the summary. Anyway, we've got loads of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a crazy weekend. I've had a crazy weekend and I've got a crazy week going up. I actually fly to Australia tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. How exciting. Are you?
Very exciting. Woo, I can't wait.
This is your first time going down under. Is it not?
I don't know how to pack. I still haven't packed. And I don't know if I need summer clothes or winter clothes. Do I have shorts?
You need summer clothes. When it's our winter, it's their summer. It's fucking hot.
So what? Am I got to take like...
It's going to be 40 degrees,
so you think it's sliders and shorts?
Sliders, shorts, sun cream.
Sun cream?
Oh, honey, you're going to be...
Sun cream?
Yeah, protection. Protection down under.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Did you do?
I better get some WD-40. No, not...
What?
Not WD-40. What's that one out at P20?
P20.
Once a day.
Yeah.
Oil before you leave.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, we have got... Yes. So many people coming to us. We've recently... This is the best... I've not heard this yet. Basically, this voice note that's gone.
Okay.
Producer Lucas has told me it's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
So are you ready to hear this?
I'm ready, baby.
Let me get these headphones out. I actually really hate wearing the headphones at the minute, guys, because it squashes my face up and makes me look even fatter than I am. And it's depressing.
First time I've ever been to any kind of, like, sex event or, like, group sex.
Can I,
like,
just pause this a sec? Anyway. Why does this sound like it's on some kind of Channel 4 documentary and he's got, like, a fucking animal mask on? Has this been edited so that we can't understand them? This is a norm. Oh, forgive okay. me. We've edited the voice. It kind of, I thought they got a fucking pony mask on or something.
Yeah, it sounded weird, this one.
Right.
Just bear with us.
Never been to a sauna or anything like that in my life. So when I got there, I didn't really know what to expect. The mares get hooded with like a mouth hole. And the stable lad is there to look after them, make sure people wear condoms. If they need a break, give them a timeout. If they need water, you're basically like there for... But you're also a fluffer for the stallions. You can finger them, you can fuck them if you want to. It's basically like, it's a bit of a free-for-all, if I'm honest. So I went as a stable boy with it being my first one. I had two mares in my room. The mares and the stable boys arrive first, go downstairs, get themselves ready. I was in this like little massage style room with two mares to look after. And then I can't remember. I seem to remember there was like a klaxon or like an air horn.
Sounds like
a signal to start it. And then the stallions walk in completely unhooded.
Like Squid Games.
Most of them naked, bollock naked with like cock rings and stuff. And they just do like a couple of laps, see who they want to fuck, see what they want. And they literally walked around like 3-4 times before they picked where they wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
And yeah,
I told you, I'd be with no one.
It was a bit
of
free-for-all. I was getting sucked off. Next thing I knew, I turned around, someone was like kissing my shoulder, turned around to look at them, turned back within, not even joking, like within a second, I felt like lube being put on my arse and then someone was just inside me and it was like, it was a bit chaotic. It was just like, I was being deep throated or I was being fucked. I was in absolute heaven. In my room, there were stallions, fucking stallions. The mares were like going at it. It was, yeah. So I did my stint as a stable boy and then was just walking around and saw a few mares that I liked the look of. So I mounted them and fucked them. It was even hotter knowing that they were like blindfolded and had no say in it. So yeah. And obviously there was like a larger room as well. So there was like St. Andrew's Cross, there was a sling, there was like a big shag bed, all of that good stuff.
All of that good stuff.
Then after about two and a half hours, the horse fair ended and then it ends up being an orgy. So that was like a 100-man orgy.
Fab.
Where no one's hooded. You can do whatever you want with whoever you want. Obviously, consent. This orgy starts, and some people go just for the orgy, so you get like fresh meat coming in essentially. But it was, considering like, I'm not a prude, I do not consider myself a prude
tell.
Whatsoever.
We can tell, sis.
But I've never done anything like that. Considering I've never done anything like that, it was very eye-opening, and it was fucking wild. It was insane. It was hot. I would absolutely recommend it. And yeah. Get yourself to a horse. So this was in Newcastle. There's one a week in, there's like one a month in down
so
in London,
cool.
But absolutely get on it.
I've heard about this one in Newcastle. I got a little message saying, we've seen you, we've listened to your podcast.
Right.
If you want to know more. I've not responded yet because obviously it's from a work account and I don't think I could go to something like that.
Thing is, I mean, I love the idea of being a stable boy, a fluffer. I've known to fluff in my time. The idea that they do laps round, like the iron up. Like, I'm like, that to me is a little bit like scary.
That's scary. I said the other week, I would be there with no one hanging out the back of me. I'm not going to one of these. I'd be like the last kid picked in PE.
No, you could go as the stallion then, maybe, if you don't want to have the humiliation of the bag on your head and no one picking you, because then you have the choice of the lot. You're like fucking Henry VIII. Picking his eight wives.
Just roaring.
Have whatever ass you want.
There'll be a few minging stallions that go on me, wouldn't there, surely?
I hope so.
I'd have Mr. Burns and all that hanging out with me.
But I can remember when I was looking up this stallion and horse thing and somebody said that they were the most popular bottom there and they had a queue of people waiting to have a go on them.
Sounds lovely.
This is what I mean, like...
Why are we so obsessed with sex? I hope people that listen to this don't think this is the way you have to be. Just because we're horny devils doesn't mean you have to be. I mean, it was nice to hear somebody's anecdote from a horse fair, but it's almost put me off a bit, that.
Has it?
Feels a bit intense. It scared me straight. Producer Sam is shaking.
It's not scared me, but I would enter as a stable boy.
Right.
To suss it out.
Good idea.
Do you know what I mean? Should we have a little break?
Let's take a breather so Billy can have a cold shower. Straight back after this, we've got more letters, more voice notes. I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
The Gossip Gaze.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
So we got a letter now, baby.
Oh, yes. This came in on the email, I think.
It's from Harry. Harry says, hi, Danny. Hi, Billy. Hi, Sam. They didn't mention Lucas, but that's fine. Sorry, Lucas. I hope you're all well and tickety-boo. Thank you for creating the Gossip Gaze. I really enjoy it. I listened to your latest episode, 196 Sloppy Seconds, hashtag protect the gay guts, yesterday, and I've been umming and ahhing as to whether I should email in, but Hamish's story really struck a chord with me.
Wow.
And I wondered if you wanted to play Cupid. I'm also a board gamer and a yogi, along with Pilates, reading and long walks in the countryside, but I'm missing someone to do these things with.
Oh.
If Hamish hears this, please get in touch with you. Would you pass on my at and mobile to him? Thank you so much. Keep up the great work and have a fabulous week. Love, Harry.
We're created. I think you should redo that as Cilla Black on a blind date.
I'm never doing anything to do with Cilla Black in my life again. Thank you very much. But listen, I'm game for this. So if we've got Hamish listening and Hamish is game, Hamish, message us. And if you want Harry's deets, we'll share them.
Yeah.
But we want Hamish's consent. We've had Harry's consent. Let's try and hook these listeners up. And if we should pay for them to go on a date if they go on a date. By that, I mean I'll give them 40 quid for a Mackey's.
Do we have anything in the budget for that?
Listen,
do you know what?
I'll pay for it myself if they go on a date. I'll sort them out.
I'll hook them up with some primes from Asda.
Right, I'll take them to Wakey Wines.
For what for?
Some primes as well.
Right.
They'll be full of energy, ready for the night ahead and the long walks on the beach.
We'll also set up a white chocolate fondue for you.
Don't overpromise. I'll just give you a tenner to go to Five Guys. Mind you, in Five Guys, what'll that get you? A portion of chips.
No, yeah.
We've had more listeners' letters come in via voice notes, which is our new favourite medium. And this one is just titled Barbers.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Gossip Gays. Hello, Billy. And hello to my old neighbour, Danny. It's Adam, one of your good friends. I just want to send you a little message to say I hope you're both well. And I wanted to let you know that today I went to the barber's, Danny, by where we both live. And the barber continued to tell me that he has lots of famous clients who come through his doors, including a footballer from Wigan, a footballer from Salford, and the Danny Beard. And I said to him, oh, Danny's one of my really good friends. And he said to me, Danny, oh, the Danny Beard, he's very fussy and he's also greedy. And I just thought that was so funny. So
greedy.
I just wanted to pass that on. But a question I wanted to ask you both is, obviously you're both fabulous and confident with who you are, but is there anywhere that you still might feel uneasy being your true authentic self?
Yeah, the barbers.
Any venue or any place to go where you still feel like you still can't be 100% you? Because for me, when I go to the barbers, I do get a little bit stressed. So I was just wondering.
Listen, first up, yeah, it's nice to hear Adam's voice. I used to live by him in Wesley.
Your barber.
How does my barber know who I am?
Can we just backtrack? Because I know who your barber is. Because I used to go to the same barber, but I've swapped now. But your barber, I don't think you didn't have much chat with your barber. You didn't chit-chat.
I used to sometimes sit on my phone while he cut my hair. Maybe he's seen my Instagram.
But you've never had a discussion about what you do for work, anything.
Never.
How strange.
But weirdly, last time I got my hair cut, he said I had my friend in there. Your friend came in and told me about you. And I thought, who's that? And he said, was telling me all about you and telling me what you've been doing. Well done. But can I just say, I'm fussy. Yeah, because you always cut my hair on a wonk, which is why I've got a new barber
What's greedy mean?
Greedy? Has he been looking over my shoulder while I've been on Grindr? Because
greedy
I don't understand
bottom.
Where the greedy comes from.
I don't. You're not sat there eating a fucking sandwich while you're having your hair cut.
I've never eaten in there once.
No.
And I don't know what he means by greedy.
Greedy.
And I tipped them every time I went in.
What does greedy
not anymore.
Mean?
You just lost one celebrity client.
And the second part of that voice note was, do you ever feel uncomfortable being your true self? Me, all the time. The only place I feel I can be my true self is in work.
Oh.
In this work and at home.
Isn't work. This is fun. This is just two friends having a laugh, having a giggle.
Well, yeah. Here, when I'm working, when I'm in a queer space. What about you?
Basically, anywhere that's not a gay space, yeah, I hate it.
I fucking hate
I'm going to this gig in April. And I've got a box from some of my old friends from back home. It's in the Manchester Arena. And I'll tell you why there's a box involved.
Because you don't want to be...
Because it's Clubland 20 years off. And my fucking gay ass is doing 50p, 5p that I'm going to get queer bashed.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you want to be in a 4x4
private space.
Yeah, with security.
Yeah, and a private bar and a private toilet.
Right. That club, that thing sounds good though. Me and my mum used to listen to Clubland. We used to get the new one every time it came out on CD. And we used to play it in the car.
You're lying.
Yeah, every time. Bit of Scooter.
Now you're gone. And then I put you in you on my phone.
Me and my mum, yeah. Loved
wow.
it. Wow. Oh my God, iconic. So I got a lovely little letter here. I think it's from Anonymous. Yeah, it is. It doesn't have the name. So this says, hi, Gossip Days team. I have an embarrassing story for you. You may remember I wrote in while Billy was bunking off. I wasn't bunking off, by the way. Can I just say I was very ill?
Bunking, mate.
I need your help. As a newly gay guy, I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong when it comes to douching. Right. I'd like to bottom for the first time.
Oh, yeah. For the first time in history, I'm going to go bottom tonight.
So I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong when it comes to douching. I'd like to bottom for the first time, but when I did, I wanted to set the mood, so I put candles in the bedroom, I put cuffs on each corner of the bed, and then I went off to douche. Well, I douched until the water ran clear, so I thought I'd finally douche properly. Well, I continued to set the mood, lubed up a butt plug, and put it in my hole.
This is a very graphic show. We've become disgusting, this show.
I know.
But you know what? This is part of gay sex, so let's talk about it.
I've now gone downstairs to see my boyfriend and started to get him in the mood.
What's he done, pebble dash the wall?
And then when I had the urge, I just needed to fart. I knew it wasn't a safe fart, so I ran upstairs, pulled the butt plug out and painted the wall, let's say. The water was no longer clear. Please, what am I doing wrong? Thank you in advance.
The thing is, right?
Yes.
Some days it takes 5 minutes to douche.
Oh, yeah.
But some days...
it can be a 2-hour process.
I had someone round the other night, first time christening my new apartment.
Right.
I was there 2 hours nearly.
Isn't it annoying?
It just wouldn't stop.
Isn't it annoying?
What is it?
I think sometimes, this is my theory.
Diet.
I'm not...
Need more fibre.
Fibre
blocks me up. It's hardest to get it out.
Because you don't drink enough water then.
Right. Well, do you know what? Manchester's bottom here has got some advice for you.
So I'm sorry, in Manchester as well, that is a big statement to make. That is a big statement to make. It's a city of bottoms. When the wind blows strong in Manchester, all you can hear is whoo from all the bottoms.
And so all the listeners.
What's your advice?
My advice. So I think you can sometimes douche too far. I've douched too far up one time and given myself an enema, and it just wouldn't stop.
Wrong way to douche.
And it just wouldn't stop. It was coming out like a chocolate river. It was horrible.
I've done it.
It was like oxtail soup. But it was hanging. It was horrible.
I'm a bad doucher. I know I do it wrong, but I like to taste the Evian in the throat.
You gargle it with your douche. I'm like, you're douching that far up.
I like to over douche, and I know it's wrong. No. But I then don't feel like there's going to be any accidents and I can fully get into it.
I can't fully relax into it until I know in my heart's heart that I've douched properly.
I call it a double douche because I douche from the top and the bottom. I have a very strong coffee. Your face. No, I don't shove a hose down my throat.
I was just about to say, you are really doing it wrong.
I have a coffee.
Right.
Wait 10 minutes and then start the douching process.
Right, to get it all out.
So I'm attacking it from both ends, if you will. I could work for fucking Rent-A-Drain or whatever they're called. Honestly.
Well, I've got a little list of my top tips, right? I think you need to practice by yourself first. Don't go straight in with douching and then bottoming for the first. Practice some toys and shit.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
As much as you need to practice sex, I think you need to practice the douching process. You're not going to get it right first time.
Good idea.
It took me a good couple of years to work. I think you get used to your body and you know.
Feeling it. I always have this little bit on the left-hand side, like in my belly. I give it a little...
Right, and you know.
And I know.
Right.
I can feel feel the water jiggling inside, yeah, or I don't.
I think you need to do your research online. Learn about douching. Do your research. And also learn your body.
Your body. Honestly, if we talked... there should be more out there to learn to douche.
I think...
We wouldn't have to do this, but I'm happy to do it. The people that need it.
Yeah, because people need it, because we're not taught gay sex.
What's two on your list?
Number two was learn about douching.
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd only done one.
No, number three is try not to get the shits. But, I mean, that's hard for us IBS sufferers.
You've had IBS a week, shut up.
But do you know what? I have an... my douching ritual is 2 Imodiums.
Yeah.
At least 2 to 5 hours prior to having sex. I mean, sometimes you can't plan it that far in advance, but if you know, you can.
That is a planned moment.
Yeah, but top tip, you can't take Imodium every day because your body gets used to it and then will again reject the Imodium. Your body gets used to it and then will just shit its way through Imodium. That is a true fact. You can't take Imodium every day, just so you know. Girls. Right.
Good to know that.
Number four, be selective about your first top. 100%. You don't want to be climbing Mount Everest. Do you know what I mean? You want to start small. Try a hill.
Teeny weeny, eeny beeny, short dick man. That's what you're looking for.
Sometimes that's not always an option. So start with toys.
Or if you're really looking for somebody really small, Producer Sam's quite a small top. So check out the Producer Sam in there.
God, we're such kids in the show.
Absolutely. Number five, you need lots
of lube. How many fucking tips? Use loads of lube and try it out first and don't shit yourself. Done. Okay.
My final tip is take it slow, baby. Oh. Take it slow. Let me entertain you, baby.
Let me entertain you, baby. Well, there we have it. We have another Brucey bonus episode for you on this Monday day.
It felt a bit dirty and sleazy, this one.
I mean, you know what? We are what we are. We're not embarrassed to talk about things. We will talk about anything you want us to talk about, and that is the point of the show. And if it affects you, we'll chat about it. But I do feel like we're getting down a little bit of a rabbit hole of talking about some dutty, dutty stuff. And I'm a bit worried that people can't kind of listen to this show like on loudspeakers and on Alexas. And we are earphone friendly.
We are earphone friendly. Keep getting in touch with us. We love hearing this stuff. Whoa. Even if it is filth.
You sound like you're underwater then.
Did I?
Yeah. A whole new world. Oh,
it's my douche. It's my douche coming up.
Keep getting in touch, as Billy said. We love lots of letters at letters@gossipgazepod.com. We love DMs on Insta, on Snapchat, on Google, on Brenda, gossipgazepod, @gossipgazepod. And also don't forget, we've got that lovely WhatsApp in the
description, summary, bio of this episode, whatever it tickles you fancy.
Yeah. So we'll see you same time, same place, Thursday. And don't forget, this Thursday coming, we got an extra special guest.
We do indeed.
They're not Irish. Why am I doing an Irish accent?
I don't know. They're from Manchester.
They're from Manchester.
They're from Manny.
They're from fucking Bolton.
Yeah, that's
or somewhere like that.
That's it. You
but
got
they
it.
Don't sound like that. See you Thursday with an extra special guest. And guess what? The dead fucking gay.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.